Good morning. Good Friday morning, finally. Captain Marty here, going to talk to you a little bit about what to expect for the weekend outlook and coming off a real strong blow, still continuing a little bit today. But just hang on one sec. I'll be right back to tell you what the prospects are for fishing this weekend.
Electricity, something I don't mix well with at all, and that's why I only trust the folks at ELS OBX. ELS OBX offers a variety of services from custom electrical installations to lighting design. ELS OBX has the experience and know-how to complete any job. They're committed to providing the highest quality lighting and electrical installations or service at affordable prices. Visit them online at ELSOBX.com to get a brighter idea of how shockingly awesome they are. See what I did there? ELS OBX, electrical and lighting solutions you can count on.
Hey, I'm Captain Marty. There's a great event coming up at Safe Harbor Marina in Wanchese. They're hosting a fish and flea market Saturday, April the 13th from 8 a.m. to 2 p.m., all to benefit the OBX SPCA. There'll be fishing gear, marine supplies, and water sports equipment for sale. It's free to the public. There'll be a raffle with prizes from local businesses, and some of our furry friends from the SPCA will be there too. For more information, check out Safe Harbor's social media. Safe Harbor's Fishing Flea Market, Saturday, April the 13th in Wanchese. All right, well, man, it blew. I know 30, 35, 40 knots of wind kept everything at a standstill in the ocean as far as offshore or inshore or even nearshore fishing. It has just Hatteras, Ocracoke, Oregon Inlet, nobody got out. Talking to Michaela down at the Oregon Inlet Fishing Center, she was thinking they might not get out till Sunday. They were moving boats for today and for tomorrow. So we'll see what happens. The weather's going to change a lot. We have warming air temperatures, which we'll also have some warming seawater temperatures. But the wind should come back right out of the southwest, and we should maybe get into some good yellowfin tuna fishing, which is due to really start picking up now because it was very, very slow before this blow. I remember one boat went out a couple days ago, had one blackfin tuna. Other boats had two or three. So it just wasn't much to it. Not much you can do about that. The king mackerel fishing in Hatteras, they can't get out and do that. They were catching kings and amberjack. There were some ribbon fish being caught, but the big bluefin seemed to be gone. I don't know if they're completely gone or not, but we can't complain. We had them all the way from the first of the year till now. So it is time for them to move on. We had some action in the surf now. Seawater temperatures pretty much along the beach are in the 50, the mid-50s would pretty much cover it. Down at Ocracoke, there's been a few big red drum down that way, some puppy drum, things like that. Most of the beaches are catching a very few speckled trout in the surf, a few puppy drum, a few black drum, and a few bluefish. Seems like the best of the activity is from Cape Point South, although Rodanthe and Avon yesterday had some sea mullet and blow toads in their catches as well. So there is some activity on the beaches. It is like I've noticed all through today's fishing report, it's more about the variety than it is about the numbers, but it's going to just get better day by day. And when we get warmed up a little bit next week, you better be ready because it's going to be a good bite. We'll take just a short break and I'll be back to tell you about what's going on in the Sound and in our freshwater areas.
When it comes to finding phenomenal seafood, you gotta go insane. That's right. Stop in to the Insane Seafood Market right there on Highway 64 in Columbia. Luke Midget and his crew work hard out on the water to make sure you have the freshest selection of seafood around. They provide a wide selection of fish, crabs, shrimp, oysters, and clams, just to name a few. Insane Seafood has a hot bar to satisfy that seafood craving right on the spot. Visit them online at InsaneSeafood.com and like them on social media. Go insane at Insane Seafood Market, Highway 64 in Columbia.
Red Drum Tackle in Buxton is the oldest complete tackle shop at Cape Hatteras. And being the closest tackle shop to Cape Point, Red Drum Tackle has been welcoming fishermen to Hatteras Island with a wide selection of bait and tackle, skilled custom rod builds, rod and reel repair, expert knowledge and information since 1974. Red Drum Tackle knows how, when, and where to fish. To acquire this fishing brain power, visit them online at reddrumtackle.com. Red Drum Tackle, the oldest complete tackle shop at Cape Hatteras, and the closest to Cape Point in Buxton.
All right, so as far as fishing in primarily the Pamlico Sound, there's been a few rockfish back there. There's also been a good class of speckled trout. Saw one that was 6.6 pounds, 6 ounces, 27 inches long. That's a nice one. But the size seems to be increasing. Most of this is going to be boat fishing, and most of it in the estuaries, the creeks and ditches that run off of the sound seem to be the best place to go look for something like that. There's also a couple boats got into some bigger drum down back of Ocracoke. I'll call them yearlings, but they were definitely not puppy drum. They're bigger and out of the slot for that. So you got your speckled trout, you got your puppy drum, a scattered sheephead in the catches, and you have some of these thin but large bluefish in the 7 to 8 pound range, a few of them being caught in the Pamlico as well. And that leaves us at the end of our report here today with the freshwater fishing. My old buddy Dave Radke, aka Fogbank, has been really putting in a good effort up in Currituck County, up in the Sound, in the Currituck Sound, looking for some good crappie fishing. He fished 2 days and caught 60, averaging about 30 a day of a good fat crappie. I've never eaten one, but they say they're one of the best eating fish there is. So you had that going on. Minnows is the choice of bait right now for those, so you might want to consider that. But again, a brighter day is ahead, less wind. The fishing should really, really pick up this coming week. So go out and wet a line. You're not going to catch them in the motel room. That's my report for you on this Friday.